For the promise that he would inherit the world did not come to Abraham or his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Not by the law, but by faith. Not by logic, but by stepping out towards the unbelievable. The love and grace we receive as a blessing and as a gift from God, we receive through our faith, our belief in God and God's promises for us. In years past, I have focused my sermons on this Sunday in Lent on the gospel, the emotional and very human interaction between Jesus and Peter. Peter rebuking Jesus and then Jesus turning around and rebuking Peter. And there's a lot there in that exchange to inwardly digest. Such as Jesus instructing Peter on where his faith should be. And I'll touch on that part of the interaction a little later. I'm pulled towards these verses of Paul's, the important letter he writes to the Romans. Paul writes intimately about love and faith and grace, about our love for God and his love for us, and how nothing in existence can separate us from that love. And Paul writes about faith. In this morning's portion of Paul's letter, we get a mini Bible study on this morning's reading in Genesis. When God enters into a covenant with Abraham and his descendants, Abraham will gain an heir, a son, even though he and his wife, Sarah, are each about 100 years old. They will have an heir, and then another, and another, and generations upon generations will believe and trust in the God of Abraham. And there will be nation after nation that will call Abraham father. Abraham was a righteous man, a believer of God, and a servant of God. Read back just a couple of chapters in Genesis and you'll get a more complete story about Abraham and understand his relationship with God and how he obeyed God no matter how far-fetched God's lessons seemed, no matter how illogical. Abraham listened to God and acted in accordance because he believed in God and had faith in what God told him. He looked beyond his earthly things, the earthly condition of his body, of Sarah's body, and they looked towards the divine and the unbelievable. Okay, so that's my little Bible study on Abraham. Now to Paul. Paul makes the point that Abraham entered into a covenant with God not because he was a follower of the law, which he was, but because he was a man of faith. Faith that doesn't stop at believing in God, but is stretched into the unbelievable and the illogical. Abraham's descendants will be adhered to this covenant, not because they follow the law, but because they also believe in God. And in this faith lies the grace of God. We all do our best to follow the law, to obey the Ten Commandments. Believe it or not, it is in our prayer book, the Decalogue, where we recite together the commandments. Page 318 and page 350, by the way. So that there is order in society. We do obey the laws. Well, sometimes we do break them. We sometimes break the speed limit, as I might have done yesterday on my way home from Charleston. But does following the law alone get us into heaven? Or is God asking more of us? Is God asking us to stretch our faith? Jesus rebuked Peter after Peter did not believe that Jesus, the Son of Man, should suffer, be rejected, killed, and then rise again. Peter believed in Jesus, no doubt. He confessed this just moments earlier before this interaction in Mark chapter 8 by saying, "You are the Messiah." Peter believed in Jesus, and Jesus was asking him and the disciples to stretch their faith, to stretch it towards the illogical and the unbelievable, into that zone of faith that leads to righteousness and being closer to God. Jesus was asking his disciples to take up their own cross and to follow him, to keep the faith, to grow in faith. Jesus wasn't forcing them at this moment, his disciples, to decide if they were in or were they out. He was inviting them to keep going, to follow him to the cross when the journey gets harder. In a way, Jesus was asking Peter and the disciples to relent. The first thing he asked them to do is to deny themselves, to let go of those earthly desires, those things that were shadowing the focus on the divine, those divine things that Jesus was showing them. And he was asking them to search for ways that they could grow closer to God and to serve God. So we are in our Lent. We have selected our path of self-denial, of inward reflection, of outward consideration of our neighbors. But what beyond that? When has faith been hard? There's a beautiful line in our psalm today. When we cry to God, he hears us. When has it been hard to stretch your faith? When has it been hard to take up your cross and to carry it? For some of us, it's hard every time. Jesus is asking us to follow him, to believe, to have faith, not to be wrapped up in human things, but to stretch beyond them and to grow in faith. When has something in your life happened that stretched your faith towards the unbelievable? 2 years ago, I wouldn't have believed that I'd be here preaching about righteousness through faith. Thanks be to God, here we are. And I am grateful and deeply thankful that our faith in God's promises for us have brought us all here. Amen.